Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God save us. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God save us.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you again this Sunday morning for tuning in and listening to us, our beautiful radio audience. This morning, we have bring to you a powerful speech by Imam Shahid Shabazz. We look forward to your participation, asking questions, making comments, and letting us know what you think. Today's discussion will be African American people. Others will love you when you stop hating yourself. What about it? That's a strong title, huh? Others will love you when you stop hating yourself. African-American people, stop the self-hatred. Stop the sway thinking that has been instilled in your self-consciousness so that you don't even know why you hate and destroy yourself and love those who hate you. This is your downfall as a people. Black hatred, not white hatred. The Cain and Abel syndrome is enveloped in your thinking. You hate yourselves because of false pride, jealousy, and envy. Yet, you are a people whom everything has been taken away from you by your enemy, and you have nothing. You are left deaf, dumb, and blind. And yet, you still seek the love, help, and guidance of your enemy and turn your back on the ones who built their nations and taught them how to become rulers of kingdoms. Yourself, you are responsible for them being your ruler. And yet, you have become the modern-day Lazarus, begging for the crumbs from your master's table. Self-hatred is self-destruction. We want to thank you. Thank you again for joining us this Sunday morning for the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Please remind your friends, neighbors, relatives to join us also. The number to call is 347-884-8511. If you want to join us in the discussion, push the number one button on your phone. Push number one on your phone, and it will light up in our studio. And we'll be glad to have you to join us and give us some feedback. Today, we're going to have a great discussion, as you can see. A timely discussion that has been needed for years. We're just beginning to talk about who we are. We're just beginning to want to know who we are, some of us. A lot of us are still sleeping on that. And we're just beginning to receive knowledge in history, the true knowledge, the true history of who we are. So this is a great day for us. And we want to hear from our beautiful teacher, Imam Shahid Shabazz, speaking on African-American people. Others will love you when you stop hating yourself. And now, to you, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Good morning to everybody, and it is indeed a good morning because we were blessed to wake up. And we have another chance. We have another chance to get our life in line with the will of our Creator, as all nature and all creation is doing every day. And we see order, peace, harmony, and justice throughout the whole universe because the whole universe has followed divine moral law. Law, yes. So with that said, we want to open with prayer, and that's befitting always. And we will say the prayer in Arabic, and then we'll translate it in English. It's called Fatiha of the opening, Al-Fatiha, the opening. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. We said with the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the world, the most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment. Thee we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, those whose portion is not wrath, and who go not astray. I mean, that prayer will save your life if you think about it. So with that said, we'll begin the topic of African-American people wanting others to stop the hatred, to stop the animosity, especially white people, towards them, Bob. You know, ever since we were supposed to be free, a little over 100 years ago, African-American people as a whole have been wanting to be accepted by white America. Well, African-American people, I'm sorry to disappoint you this morning. That's not going to happen. And what do I mean? I know a lot of you say, well, I got white friends, and white people have changed, and a lot of them are not like they used to be, and that's true. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about those in authority. I'm talking about those in authority who want to continue to work for white America, not black America, not even China America, Italian America. No, they came here, the so-called white people, the European, about 500 years ago. They came here to establish, to take this land from the Indian, the Native Americans, and they went to Africa and got slaves so they could build America, a white America. And we have seen this, not just in America, but we have seen, if we study history, if we are historians, people who like to study history, because history will give you all the answers to the present and the future. And you can't go on in the future without knowing the past. You must know where you come from in order to know where you're going. In other words, you must have a beginning. You got a beginning. And the only way you'll know where you're going to end is by knowing your beginning. Your beginning will take you to your end without you being destroyed by your enemy. And the beginning, understand, check this out. The beginning of the Holy Quran, the Al-Fatiha, is called the opening or the beginning. And you know, the beginning of life as human beings is an opening. I spoke on it before, the woman's womb is an opening. And that opening, it brings us into this material world. That's our life, the beginning of our life. You see? And even I thought about this. This goes in with the topic. When a baby is born, they spank the baby starts crying. Well, that cry that we as babies do, that cry is really a sign of humility. We cry as a baby because we know we can tell, we know inside of us we're in a world we know that we're going to need our Lord with us. But in the beginning, it appeared on the outside that our mother is our guardian Lord, which she's not, but she's like God in the sense of a guardian over us. And we fear to lose her protection. So we cry so that our mother will grab us and pick us up and let us know everything is all right, baby. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And then we'll stop crying. So we're the same way with Almighty God Allah. The world is in trouble, more trouble than it's ever been. Not just African American. The world is in trouble because the world think, most people in the world think of themselves as self-sufficient. Meaning that they think that they don't have to answer to no one except man's law. They think if they get away with crimes and corruptions, man's law will protect them. But check this out. Here in the United States, man's law now is justifying homosexuality. It's justifying homosexuals marrying each other. Lesbians. It's justifying stealing and taking people money in the name of the law. Yes, taking your money and stealing your money. The banks, credit unions, the government, all kinds of corporations here, stealing your money and got laws to justify them stealing your money. Stealing your money from the government and justifying it. So I guess you might say, well, that ain't the subject. It is the subject. Because the subject ain't just about black people. The subject is about basically black and white people in particular, what I'm talking about today. And how black people want to be accepted by white people so much, and white people are tired of black people. They didn't bring you here because they wanted you here to be equal with them. They didn't bring you here because they wanted you to share in the bounty of America, in the riches of America. They brought you here to build up this America so that America be rich. And black people indeed have built up America for white people to enjoy. And they can't, black people can't enjoy America because black people don't have understanding of, you know, how to enjoy America, because black people were taught in slavery to hate themselves. They were taught to hate themselves and to love so-called white people, and also to love their overseer or the house Negro or house nigger, as the light skin among the African American that have Caucasian parents. They were taught to also, the darker African-Americans, to also obey them. They had overseers over us. And also, this is something very important we should understand or know, that back in slavery, the black man had no power at all. All the black man was like a breeder. We were breeders. When the a slave master wanted more slaves, he had us to go out and breed with black women. And not just one. Sometimes he had two or three black women in there lined up for him to go in there and breed with, like a horse, like you breed horses or animals. So they were treated as animals. They were treated, African-American, like they were animals. And then they were told that you're not human. You're three-fifths of a human being, which makes you an animal. Because there's no such a thing as a three-fifths of a human being. Almighty God made a complete human being, you see, with intelligence. All human beings with intelligence, with conscience, with a heart and a soul. He didn't make us just in an animal body, none of us, to be animals. When he put his spirit inside of us, all human beings, he made us, he raised us up above animals and made us intelligent creatures. And his spirit made us, took us beyond animal life and brought us into spiritual life. So all people were created to be spirits, spiritual by nature. And to be in speed, to be spiritual, to be taqwa, God conscious. So, you know, all this talk about you know, white America, white people, police killing blacks and all this talk going around. You know, everybody, almost all blacks talking about the problems. I hardly hear any blacks talking about the solution. What is the solution? We need solutions, and we need them right now. The solution to our problem as black people is ignorance. It's not the white man. It's not any other man. It's you. You and your own problem, black people. Why? Because you refuse to allow yourself to be re-educated into the truth. You refuse to give up the lies. You refuse to give up the falsehood that slavery has instilled or institutionalized us in. You refuse to give that up. We look at all of these college students for the last 25, 30 years of black people. I'm just talking about black people. And look at most of them now. Don't have jobs. Look at them. Paying all this money for what? To be made an educated fool so that they will be nothing but a tool for the slave master to use after they get out of college. And most of them working on these menial jobs like McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And most of them don't even understand what the purpose of life is. So what is the purpose of education? Is it just to teach you how to get a job? Is it just to teach you, how to become successful maturely? And then on top of that, deceive you, so that you won't be able to succeed maturely, so that you'll be out here scuffling. This country, I was reading in the Quran this morning, and it was talking about deceivers. Well, America is a big deceiver. I was talking to Brother Larry last night about the chief deceiver, Satan. Allah called him, say he's the chief deceiver. And what is deceit? It's lying. It's telling a lie, but trying to make a person believe it's the truth. That's America. She lies and tries to make you think it's the truth. See, when she tell one lie, she knows eventually that's going to be exposed, so she got some more lies already lined up to bag up them lies. And it's one big web of lie, America. So, you know, America must fall. Because she's a lie. But guess what? All the black people who are following the lies America has taught them for over 100 years, they're going to fall with her like the Israelites fell with the Egyptians under Pharaoh during the lifetime of Prophet Musa, Moses, peace be upon him. So this is what this program is all about. Somebody yesterday, a guy, and he got irate with me. He was talking about y'all program. Does it talk about immigration? Immigration? I'm an immigrant, and I was just listening to people. People are so out of touch with reality. What? And I told them, I said, I'm not a politician. Our program is not about politics. I can't. We can't do nothing about immigration. I said, go talk to Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump or Obama or somebody about immigration. If you want to talk about immigration, because we can't help you there. And what is immigration going to do to help free? He said, I'm from another island. I said, what is immigration going to do to help free the slave mentality in black people all over the world where we're divided and fighting amongst ourselves? And the worst of us doing this is African-American, but you got blacks all over the world rejecting themselves and loving the most white people. Love them. And over in Europe, in England, white people practically worship black people. But they don't tell you that over in America. But why do they worship practically black people? And I don't mean worship really like we're God. But they revere us like you revere spiritual people, the most spiritual people in the world, the prophets, Moses, Jesus, all of those men are prophets and messengers and great women, Mary, the mother of Prophet Esau. All of those people were black people. And then the Vatican City over in Rome, where the Pope is, they got 7 miles of nothing but the history of black people starting from the beginning of time. Computer, look that up. And if you can't find it on the computer, I believe you can. You can just about find anything. Plan your trip to Europe one day. You can go over there. You don't have to go to Europe. All you got to do, get on the computer. This is the age of information. Now you can get that information. Look at Hidden Colors. There's some DVDs called Hidden Color. Watch all four of them. They got 4, I understand now. I didn't watch 3. But look at number 4. But number 3 or number 2, it shows you all of this information. And if you learn and get informed about who you really are and where you come from, then you'll stop also fearing white people. See, most black people in America fear white people. You see, it ain't no accident. They instilled fear in us from in slavery 200, 300 years ago. They whipped us. They beat us. They would even kill us in a lot of cases and bring us out in front of all other slaves to let us know, look, you all don't pick up books. You are animals. You can't comprehend. You can't understand. You can't reason. You can't think. You are animals. And I want you to understand you are animals. Books are only for us to pick up and read and teach you all, just like we teach our other animals. And this was beaten in us. They done all kinds of horrible things to us to put fear in us of reading, and they put also beat us and treated us at the most horrible slavery ever recorded in the history of mankind. They instill a fear in us and a hatred for each other that lasts not only to the day, but will continue to last as long as black people. See, if I don't know what my problem is, I can't solve my problem. So in order to understand how to solve your problem, black people, and then I'm through for now, you must go back and study what happened to your foreparents, not over in Africa, but right here in the United States of America, when we were brought here and made slaves. Peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum as-salam, walaikum as-salam, imam Shaheed Shabbat. Today I'm talking to the American people. Others will love you when you stop hating yourself. Yes, there is so much hatred going on among the African-American people within themselves and between themselves that they cannot see the forest for the trees. They can't see the reality of what's really happening. Because of them. You can't expect others to love you when you hate your own self. That reminds me also of, again, I mentioned the story of Cain and Abel. The speech that Abel gave to his brother Cain before Cain killed him, it's the same as what you, my brothers and sisters, are saying to those who hate you. Abel said to his brother Cain, I am not going to retaliate if you hurt me or kill me. So there is as much power in me against you as you have against me. Let me warn you of the consequences. You will be in spiritual torment. The black man says he do not intend to resist because he knows his master, his creator, will take care of him. But the innocent, unselfish pleading of the younger brother had no effect on the soul of the brother, but he was full of pride, selfishness, and jealousy. So this is symbolic, people. Cain and Abel. Of the conditions that we are in today. And he was jealous of his mind, simply because he was a righteous man, striving to serve his creator. And because Cain was jealous, he was rebellious. He didn't want to listen. He was disobedient. So he was jealous of his brother. And he realized that one day his brother would be in rulership. He didn't want that to happen. What's happening here in America, huh? The jealousy of Israel then is what it's referring to, plunged it deeper into sin. This is also symbolic even back then of the jealousy of Israel against the Creator. So, they want to kill, and to kill or seek to kill an individual because he represents an idea and was determined to uphold the idea. So this is what it's like today. Because African Americans, you are a people who represent the way of life that your Creator wants you to live. And you're determined to uphold that reality. Your enemy is determined to destroy you and to turn you against that way of life, by determining you against that way of life and turning you toward the way he wants you to live so that you will self-destroy. And that is exactly what has happened to you today. You're turned against each other and began to accept the ways of the evilness of the society. And you hate each other. You hate those of you who want to live a righteous, upright life. And it's you who are rebelling against the goodness that's within yourselves and your brothers and destroying your brothers. You don't have to worry about your enemy doing it. He has you doing it now. But you're too deaf, dumb, blind, and blind to see. And you have many people who have been trying to tell you this for over many years. Many leaders have come and passed. Spiritual leaders, righteous leaders, good leaders, messengers, as we would call them, have come and passed to tell you and to warn you. Hey, brother, stop killing yourself. Stop blaming the other man. Blame yourself. And you know what, African Americans? Nothing's going to be right until you stop, destroy that disease within yourself that's calling you to kill self. When you start loving self, when you start helping self, when you start doing for self, when you start caring for self enough to destroy the enemy within you that's causing you to destroy self, then others will wake up and start loving you. That's when it's all going to happen. Again, you are listening to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz. African American people, others will love you. You stop hating yourself. And now I see that we don't have any guests on right now. I understand that they're working just to be coming on. They'll probably come on a little later. They haven't come on as yet. So I'm going to turn the teachings back over to, or discussion back over to, Imam Shaheed Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. Another thing that I want to talk about today, I've been going to some meetings here, black meetings, meetings concerning black gentrification. I think the word, I stand to be corrected by anyone, I think the word gentrification, the root of it is genocide. Okay? So, black gentrification. Why do we have black genocide? We have black genocide because we as slaves were taught to hate each other. We were taught separated, divided. And we were taught pitted against one another, the light skin against the dark skin, the old against the young. Genocide was instilled in us in slavery. And it's been a generational curse. It's been a carry-on, a carryover from one generation to the next generation, the slave teachings. And I was mentioning about black people don't even know why they hate themselves and love white people. It's simply because it has been instilled in our subconscious. In slavery, they wouldn't let us read. So They told us what they wanted us to know. White people did, so-called white people. So therefore, the mind that we had was the mind they instilled in us. And so when they began to let us start reading books, the books that they had wrote, all we knew was what they put in the books. Miseducated fools from uneducated schools. We never been educated. So how in the world are you going to stop this destruction of yourself when you don't even know why you're destroying yourself? Destroying yourself because you've been pre-programmed like a robot to destroy yourself. And you do it without even thinking about it because I took up martial art. And once I completed my martial art and became a master, if somebody was to attack me, I don't have to think about it. I've been trained. It's automatic. It's like pushing a button. You push that button and that machine gonna go to work. And that's how I am in my martial art, giving all praise to Allah. You push the button, the machine's going to work, and it don't stop until it completes the job. And that's what they did with us as a people. Huh? They've been instilled in us all these immoral, ungodly, bad things that we do to our own selves and to others, but mostly to ourselves. You got more black killers and more black murderers than you probably had Ku Klux Klan killing black people in slavery today. And the gentrification means that our future children, which is our future, we're not going to have a future if we don't stop the genocide of ourselves as black adults. We're out here, women, black women, dressing with miniskirts on, showing their breasts, showing their body parts. They have no morality, no self-respect. You got black men and women out here. I'm in Washington, D.C. Just their attitude is atrocious, worse than any people I ever seen. I never thought I'd grow to live to see black people so immoral, so disrespectful of themselves. Oh, man, they have no respect at all. You have homosexuals walking and, I mean, just acting like women. I mean, just boldly, Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you think this is going to be able to continue to go on in the creation that Allah, the Creator, made all good? No, it has a definite end. And that end is very near, you see. So black people, just like the Israelites were destroyed, down in Egypt, questioning Moses all the time. Almighty God had already freed them. And he freed us from slavery here. And Moses was leading us on to the promised land. We were the same people. We are the descendants of the Israelites. They were black. Moses was black. So history repeats itself. We've had many leaders, as the code said, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, Wahdi Muhammad, Frederick Douglass, Marcus Garvey, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, Sojourner Truth, many leaders, Martin Luther King Jr., Coretta Scott King, Gregory, many leaders. And most of our leaders, they are passed on through this world now, but they did their job. And it's our time now to pick up that strong leadership, and a lot of them gave their life for our freedom. But these black, ignorant Negroes in America today think they're going to be free without a revolution. Why, there's never been a freedom I know of in history without a revolution. You have to have a revolution in order to bring about change. And you got to be, some people got to be willing to sacrifice their life. I'm one of them. I'm sacrificing my life. For 40-some years, to help bring about a change in the mind. And where did the change start at? It don't change with President Obama giving you a lot of money, black people, so you can go out here and act more crazy and kill more black people. The change starts with you understanding that Almighty Allah created you to be a responsible, intelligent human being and also be a group of people like all other groups of human beings in the human race to be responsible for yourself and to take care of yourself. and your own people, just like all our ethnic groups in the human race take care of themselves. So your problem, black people, is true knowledge of your creator and his purpose and plan for your right, which is not to be a slave to the white man like you like being. I know you like to be slaves to the white man. I know you want to be white. I heard most of you. I heard a black guy on TV one time on Donahue or some old program or white program say he was crying. And he said, God made me wrong. He didn't make me right. That God made a mistake. I was supposed to be white. Now, he made a mistake. I wish he would correct that mistake and make me white like I'm supposed to be. And he started crying. Now, that's the epitome of slave mentality. You hate who God made you. When he said he made us equal, so he made us equal, why don't you want to be who he made you and you'll be equal automatically with other human beings? But if you act like a damn fool, like you've been trained to by the white man, keep acting like a physical body, an animal, a beast, an animal, he's going to treat you like an animal. So stop acting like animals and start acting like human beings by a research of your psychology. And how? What do I mean by researching your psychology? Study your history and find out why I act like I act. Even in your personal life, if you do something wrong one time, if you study what you did wrong, you can correct that because you see the wrong, how did you do the wrong in the first place? Well, you were thinking wrong. And why was you thinking wrong? Because you didn't know how to think right. See, we've been taken away from righteous thinking. And we've been institutionalized and indoctrinated in wrong thinking. Even in the dictionary, they gave us, during slavery and now, everything white is good and everything black is bad. Haven't you ever thought about that? Look at white people. Most of their conduct, especially the government, is it good or bad? Look at their conduct over the last 100 years, how they treated us as black people. Has it been good or bad? So that need to be turned around. That need to be said, all so-called white is bad. And all the black goodness come out of darkness into light. Come from the black people, prophets and messengers over in the Holy Land in the East. Those were black people, the prophets and messengers. Those were godly people. And I shared with a brother last night, even though we are probably considered the most, not probably, we are considered the worstest people in terms of our behavior in the world, the black people. But we're not. We're not. At the same time, we are, in a way, but at the same time, we are also the most righteous people on the planet Earth and the most forgiving people on the planet Earth, because even those who hate us and kill us and plan to continue to kill us in this world, we still have love for them. Now, that's something right there. And that's not really a bad thing, because as the co-host said about Cain and Abel, the son of Adam and Eve, Cain didn't retaliate when his brother said, I'm going to kill you. You know, he said, I'm not going to wrong myself because you wrong yourself. Because I know Almighty God, our Creator, Allah, he's going to correct this. You may kill me, but I'm not going to kill you. So Abel represents, Abel is really a root word for Asia, Attic, Asia, which means black. Yeah, it means black. And so Cain represent, you heard the term when I was growing up, they used to say it about me a lot. So that boy raised a lot of Cain and about other people. And what that meant was that boy raised a lot of hell. That person is raising a lot of hell. So Cain represents hell, you know, raising a lot of evil, doing a lot of bad things. You know, murdering, killing. I ain't murdered nobody, but I'm just saying, any evil or bad you do, that's considered Cain, in a sense, Cain representing evil. You're doing wrong. And he tried to hide the shame of his brother after he murdered him. So that's what white people do. They kill us. They maim us. Like Malcolm X said, he was going to take to the United Nations before he got assassinated and let them know, the United Nations, how terrible they treat black people in America. They killed them before he got an opportunity to do that, you know. J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, as they still kill only black leaders, or white leaders too in America who want to try to help bring about freedom, justice, and equality for African-American people. But we got to bring about today. We don't have them leaders today. So we as a people, we got to look at our life and as individuals realize that we got to have a new thinking. We got to change our thinking from that of old slave, immoral thinking to that of godly, righteous thinking by getting the book that can only help us do that. Whether you know it or not, I will make known to you this book. It's called The Holy Quran. In this book, there is no mistakes. There's no doubt about the truth and the message of the book, because the book was revealed by the creator of the heavens and the earth and protected from any man or jinn, any evil spirit or human being from corrupting this book. What do I mean by that? They can read the book, pick it up, read it, but if their souls are not right, they won't get no understanding. So therefore, they won't be able to use the book to change the life for the betterment of mankind. And they will use when they try to use the book only for evil purposes, guess what? The book will destroy them. And there's no other holy scripture on the planet Earth like the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran is a confirmation of all the revelations and scriptures that Almighty Allah has revealed from the very beginning of time. But since a lot of those books, in fact, all of them were corrupted, he sent his last prophet, Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, and he said, I'm going to protect the revelation I give you so that the people won't have no excuse, the Christian, Jews, to say they didn't know what their prophets taught, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, because it's all going to be in the Holy Quran, and it's going to be preserved by me and protected by me, where no man or evil spirit can corrupt this book. He said, this day I have perfected for you, huh? This way, al-Islam for you, huh? And chosen for you Islam as your way of life, and perfected my book. There's no imperfections in the Quran. No, it's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I don't care where you have fallen in life. If you sincerely pick up the Quran and study Quran, you'll be able to renew. Your life will be renewed by Almighty Allah. He will renew your life, restore your real life, your spiritual life, your moral life back to you, your intelligent life as a human being. That's what makes you a human. Intelligence, righteous thinking. At this time, I'm going to give back way to the co-host. We may have some guests that want to come on now. Ask them to try to come on, you know, kind of early. Don't let me and the co-host just run the whole show. They co-host too. So I hope one of them or both of them are ready to come on at this time. So I'm going to say peace be unto you all, audience. Thank you for your time. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. Imam Shahid Shabbat teaching on African-American people. Others will love you when you stop hating yourself. Stop running to the other people, the Caucasians, for everything. And that made me think of people about something. We need to come together, and you hear people saying this every now and then, come together and build up some wall streets of our own in these big cities. Where are our wall streets? Where are our big business centers, business areas? We can have them. We can't blame the white man when we keep giving him that money instead of coming together collectively with our money that we're getting and building and doing for ourselves like other communities are. We have to learn how to sacrifice our guts and be dogs to hurry to that slaughterhouse and eat up the poison they have prepared for us. We've got to stop running these big restaurants saying that's all we hear our people talking about today. Going to this and that restaurant to eat. I remember a time when we didn't want to know them. We got to know what really might work. I seem to be standing back right here. I don't know where the guys are coming from. Imam Shabazz, are you reading the composition of the song that you got somewhere? And it's coming all of a sudden. My radio listening audience, I pray for your patience while we try to clear the static up. Imam Shabazz, can you hear me? Yes, you will be hearing me at this time. I pray for you, my audience, that you can hear me. Anyway, I will continue now. Thank you. We must stop giving. Give away what we work and all that we are able to get. But we work hard for to the ones that we are blaming for doing harm to us and killing us. It's craziness. We stop this by becoming a powerful economic force against them. We have to learn sometimes to boycott these businesses. And until we see black restaurants coming up everywhere, until we see black clothing stores coming up everywhere, and stop seeing everybody coming up with a new business every day except the African-American people, that's what we should be fighting against. You're fighting the wrong battles. We've got to fight for justice and our economic opportunities to do for self and to get for self. We got to fight for some of that money that we work for and struggle for in taxes to be given back to us so that we can build communities. Like others are being allowed to build communities. This is where the issue should be. And in that, you will have a different reaction from the people. And they see you owning too, you with ownership. If you're establishing yourself, you don't have a foundation, you haven't established yourself. Because you have nothing to grow on to bring you economic power. This is what the answer is. But that's the American people. And when you understand what you have to do for self, no different than you have to do. When you do for self, you cannot expect any other help. But there's something self help. Right now, I'm getting a lot of static. I'm getting kind of see you. I don't know what happened there, the connection of what happened when he went off. It seems to be dying down now. We're so glad to have you on again. Have you been able to get enough of what the discussion is about today to be able to comment a little for us?
Well, I don't think I got enough to be able to comment on the subject that was at hand, but I give my greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, Saeed, I had some company over this morning, and I was listening at them, and I finally dialed in. Of course, I caught the tail end of Brother Shaheed, and the static came in. So there again, it's a blessing that you guys are on this morning and trying to share with us and, let us know some things that possibly that we don't know. to alert us and to provide for us some information. And a lot of times, I think we as people tend to get hung up on things that we see rather than what we hear. So with that being said, some people may, that may be a reason why maybe we don't get, per se, some a bit of callers to call in. But my thing is that, you know, God gives us two ears for a good reason, and that reason is to listen. So it's a blessing to listen to, that they're getting you guys to bring us here and inform us with some information about yourself, growth, and I thank you all so much for that. And I do appreciate the fact of listening in. So I will cherish you, Brother Shaheed, Sister Issa, to continue on. I love you so very much. I'm
Brother
very
Larry,
supportive.
Excuse me, Brother Larry. Yeah. I do apologize for having to interrupt you like this. I believe Brother Shaheed has gone off for a minute. It sounds like breathing in the background. That was static. And I think perhaps he might have the phone close to him and don't realize it, but he's breathing into the phone. I'm getting a hard breathing noise coming in on my end. Can you hear that?
Yes, I hear something, yes.
Yes, and I've been trying to get Imam Shaheed back to see if it's actually on his end or what. I'd be clear to
well,
try to back
on. Excuse me, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. We've been trying to get you.
Okay, I had my volume down on my phone, but I'm not breathing in the phone. I had my volume down. I had to do something, and I had my volume down. But my volume is back up now, so I don't know where that breathing is coming in at. I was speaking earlier, and you never mentioned about me breathing, so I don't know where the breathing is coming in at on the phone because I'm not up to the phone breathing in the phone. I'm not saying that you're saying that, but that's just not the case.
We understand. We appreciate you. Yeah, many things can happen with these technical devices that we have, and we can get
that's
annoyed
correct.
Even though we're not directly at it. So it's probably something that happened when the volume was down. So we got a lot of static first, and I kept trying to get to and reach you, and we couldn't reach you. We have Brother Larry on now, and he's making some beautiful comments. So at this time, I want to turn it back over to him so that he can continue.
Go ahead on. Please do.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. You know, and I just like to say I was just pretty much giving thanks and. And praise to Allah is what I what I like to hear and what I like to give my praise to Allah. And one way I try to do so is through the radio station and thanking Allah and giving praise to Allah. I just encourage you all to continue on and that we that listen in to continue to listen in. Hear your voice. I hear your voice or something. Shaheed last night, and he was mentioning that brother. And I want to know that I really miss hearing that brother's voice. I like to hear him and like to hear his comments and his testimonies from life experience. So I like to hear those kind of things, and of course. Without no doubt about it, he and Brother Shaheed teach and aware us and remind us of the greatness of Almighty God and His words in the Holy Quran. So I'm very pleased and blessed to be able to listen in this morning. So if you will, I will continue to listen in. Get further comments later on in the show. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Brother Larry. Imam Shabab, are you ready to come back on and give us a comment?
Well, yeah, I'd be glad to give a comment anytime. I appreciate Brother Larry coming on his comments. What I would like to say is that a word that we need to get back in our vocabulary as a people, African American, is dedication. Dedication is what was taken away from us from our own struggle. You see black to build, and you see black people dedicated to die, like in Vietnam, for white people, so-called white people. But they're not dedicated to die or kill for the protection and the safety of their own children and their own selves. That's not normal, because the first law of nature is self-preservation. And if we don't preserve the good life that Almighty God, Allah, created for us as human beings, and then in particular as black people, we're going to have gentrification. We ain't going to have no race in the future. Our race is a dying race fast. And all races are dying. We know that. But we're dying the fastest, because the more ignorant you are, the more destructive you are. So we need a re-education. We've been miseducated. The real education is the education of the knowledge of who you are as you were created by your Creator. And who is that? A righteous Muslim, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said. You was created a righteous Muslim. What is a Muslim? A Muslim is one who surrenders or submits their whole heart, will, to the will of their Creator. And that makes you righteous. So the only protection we have from this society and the destruction that's on us is to turn back to our righteous ways, our spiritual ways, before we were brought here to the United States as slaves. Most of the slaves that were brought here, out of 100%, and this is factual, about 65% of them were Muslims. So how we wind up today, we have in America, most black people are Christians. And Christians in the sense of not what Christ taught, but what the white man has lied and said, Prophet Esau taught, and made himself and his race the children of God, made the God for black people white. Them. And the money, our so-called money we have in this country, saying God we trust. Whose face do you see on the money? White presidents. They subliminally saying, and white people and ourselves we trust. We don't trust nobody but ourselves. We don't trust God. We are the God in whom we trust. And we want all of y'all to trust us too. And most black people trust white people. A white man can tell most blacks a lie, they'll believe him. But if a black man get up and tell the truth, they'll reject him. Without even giving him a chance to express himself and show them how this is the truth, they reject him. That's called slave mentality. That's called slave training like a dog. You've been trained like a dog. I know you probably don't like to hear it, but it ain't what you like to hear. If you want to wake up, you got to hear the truth. And the truth is that black people, white people, trained our foreparents to be like animals and said they were three-fifths of a human being. And since nobody has broken that cycle, since Malcolm X and our leaders of they are going on, Imam Wafi Muhammad, the movements practically are freedom for fight for freedom, justice, and equality for African Americans in this country, and to be treated like family and as human beings. It stopped when Imam Wafi Muhammad passed on through this world. It practically stopped. We don't have any leaders now that I can call out and tell you that really is working for the freedom struggle for African American people, for freedom, justice, and equality for us. None. I don't call them out. If anybody listening, or co-host, or host, you know some, call them out. And we'll talk about it. I'll let you know how they're not. So when you don't have leaders no more, you have to take leadership for yourself. You have to become conscious that I'm responsible for the salvation of my race. The adults have to do that. We have to take responsibility. See, ain't no more messengers going to be sent to us. We don't have enough messengers, Allah said, sent to us. Allah said, only messengers going to be sent to us now is the signs in His creation, the hurricane, the thunder, the lightning, the earthquakes, huh? The tsunamis, and the destruction in our life that's happening to us. We're going to have to learn now the hard way. We're going to have to learn on our own from the mistakes we make and the mistakes that we see people making all around us in our race. We're going to have to learn by the goodness that Almighty Allah put in our souls and heart and learn that this stuff ain't right. And I got to do what I can do to help make it right, but I can't do it on my own. I need the help of Almighty God Allah. That's what we got to do if we want to save ourselves from this inevitable destruction and genocide that the white men intend to complete on black people at least by the end of next year. And the people, period, in this country, but especially the blacks are first, because we're the greatest threat to the enemy. We're the greatest threat to Satan. We're the greatest threat to his followers, most so-called white people. Not so-called white people. We're the greatest threat to white people, because there's no such a thing as a white people. White people belong to Satan. Allah didn't create white or black people. Allah created human beings. So where did this white and black come from? It come from Satan and his followers. It's called racism. And they didn't just stop with the race. They took it on a higher level and made it divine. So now we have divine racism. Well, you got white gods now. Black people, a lot of them, done made them some black gods. Other races worship their own people as gods. So now everything, all people are being worshipped as God, and the creator of all people have been left out. So how do you expect the world to get better? The world will not get any better if we just let it be and if we wait on somebody else to do something. No, no, you're responsible for yourself. What are you doing to make it better? Huh? A picture is worth 1,000 words. You'll be amazed at what you can do if you just get your life right with Allah. You just submit to the will of your creator, Allah. You'll be amazed at what you can do. You'll be amazed at the difference you can make. In 42 years, you'll be amazed at the difference Allah done blessed me to make in the United States of America. All up and down the Northeast Coast and all over the country, but especially from Canada all the way back to Atlanta. Walking through the street, going door to door, huh? In rain, sleet, snow, with guns put to my head, being shot at. They're trying to assassinate him, trying to poison him, everything. But if Allah's for you, the whole world can't be against you. Allah's for me, because I'm living the truth to please him. So the whole world can't be against me. And that's how you're going to have to become soon, because Allah's on this way. He's almost here. In fact, he is here, but he just ain't completely destroyed or annihilated all the wicked and brought in his righteous order, but he's getting ready to do it very soon. So if you got wickedness in you, you want to have 1 foot in the world, you want to have 1 foot in faith in Almighty God, it will not work. That's called hypocrisy. And Allah don't accept hypocrisy. And another thing I just want to mention, this is strictly for Brother Larry. I hope you don't get offended. It's not intended to offend you. But this here saying, and this comes from white people, and I think it's so ugly. I got on one of my daughter-in-laws in the past about that, calling people guys. That come from white people. A lady ain't no guy. So when you speak speaking to a male, it's okay to say guy. But if you're talking to people, a male and a female, a woman ain't no guy. So to say guys, that's imitating white people. Just like we imitate white people with a lot of things we say, and we're not even conscious of it because it's out of habit. Because it's subconscious, it's subliminal, it's in our subconscious. They have trained us to act like them. My wife told me this one time, and I didn't even know it. She said, I said, you talk like a white woman. She said, I don't talk like a white woman. This is the way we used to talk. They took our language and got us out talking like stupid fools. Yo, what's going down, man? And all that old crazy language that black people talk, that was white people didn't even hardly know how to talk, the Caucasians. They were like people in the cave. You know, and this proper language and proper speaking, that came from Africa. Civilization began in Africa. Africans civilized the whole world. So how could we civilize the whole world and be talking and acting like we acting over here now? Because we've been trained that way. We've been broken like you break a dog and they give up on what he had and accept what you give him. That's what has happened. So I just wanted to put that out there because I don't like that term, guys are guys. Yeah, I'm a guy, you could say that, but my wife certainly ain't no guy, and other women certainly ain't no guy. So, you know, with that said, I see the guests don't want to talk that much to host. I'm just going to talk until Allah tells me it's time to stop, then I'm going to stop. So at this time, Allah's told me, stop. You done said what I wanted you to say, and at this time, I'm going to stop, and you co-host or Brother Larry can continue.
Thank you, Imam Shahid Jabbar. This is a radio station where we discuss our concerns among one another, and we learn that each one has something to say, and we respect that whatever they have to say, that's what it's all about. Each one individual is expressing our feelings. Thank you, Imam Shahid Jabbar. That also reminded me that years ago when we were coming up, they used to warn us about all this slang language and the language of accepting what society said. They would tell us in our communities, the African-American communities, that we don't copy after them, that we don't say and do the words. And they would tell us that this was not proper language or the best language, this slang language. And we were not to do that, use that language. But, however, when the 60s came, integration came, that was the end of everything. We were trying to do everything that the Caucasian society said, we accepted, and we did. So that was a part of that conditioning, as you said, Imam Shahid Jabbar, that we did get from this society. Because our people were very strong spiritual people and leaders at that time. And they were very spiritual. So, and they had good morals and manners, and that's something that they expected you to have, good morals and manners. But as you can see today, all of that's gone, but this time we were also warned about this time of complete corruption of the man, you know. And Satan referred to those righteous people who are basically African Americans. So we want to give Brother Larry a chance to thank you for coming on, and we don't want to just take over the conversation without giving him, our beautiful guest, a chance to express himself again. So Brother Larry, if you have any more comments at this time, we'd love to hear from you again.
Yes, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Thank you much, thanks.
Okay. I got this new phone, so sometimes I'm still not not familiar with how to really operate this new phone I got, and I had cut myself off, but I came right back on, and I remember Shahid was telling me that sometimes if you go off, you can't come back on because of some kind of technical difficulties or something, I'm not sure. But I did hear your comment, Brother Shahid, about me saying guys, and of course I do apologize for my ignorance, of course, And I appreciate you or anyone else bringing it to my awareness. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I learned Islam back in the days, and gladly accepted it because I'm a person that listens, and inshallah, I will get some learning out of my listening. But I don't want to justify what I said or what you said that. You know, and inshallah, that will correct my language and my, as I continue on move down the road, I often say that you know, I know, not only to you, Brother Shaheed, but to others that I sometimes talk to, that quite often I don't have the right vocabulary or the words to say. But, you know, inshallah, that the person I'm communicating with and the people I'm communicating with know my heart and understand me anyway. You know, we do use a lot of slang languages in this country. And it may not, but only God knows what's best. And the reason I say that is because, and sure, we are to be sons and students of Almighty God, but only God knows what's best. And with that being said, because even in the slavery, sometimes we had to use, as a people, we had to use some words where they didn't understand what we were saying. Sometimes we, even come on up through that, sometimes we had to use some words and even some sign language, so to speak, so that they didn't understand what we were saying, so we could have a way of communicating with each other rather than sometimes trying to be so English dialected or English professional like some that are, that, you know, that's on a higher plane, a higher level than we are, and use so many big words and so many so much perfection that you leave out, say, the little guy or the little person or the little man or woman. And but I do appreciate quite, like I say, anytime coming from anybody, old, young, black, white, him or her, that I can get something from and grasp it. Because I, as I told you before, Shaheed, and I share this with the listening audience, you know, I view life like this right here sometimes, as I'm eating food. And I know that when I eat the fish, I don't eat the bone. So anything that I get good from anybody, I'm seeking the good because I'm a seeker of good. Anytime I get anything good from anybody, I get that. And you still, you know, you can walk away and be just as happy with your bad. And I walk with you just as happy with the good that I got from you, be that you're a crackhead, a bum, one that won't even hear the word of Allah. In your action and in whatever I can get out of you that's good, that's what I see, because I'm a seeker of good, and that's what I see in a person when I in something, when I look for it, be around it or have anything to do with it. If it's put right before me, you know, that's what I eat. I remember one time, I want to close it out. I remember when I first got into Islam, I used to go to my family reunion. I stopped eating pork. And I used to go to my family reunion, and I wouldn't eat the food that they had cooked that had the pork in it. And I was castigated and laughed at, and they would tell me, man, you grew up on this food, you know, and you're too good to eat it. And oftentimes I was almost ashamed to even go to the family reunion because I felt like I was an outcast because I didn't eat the food. I felt that, I almost felt like I was trying to, I felt like, well, you know, maybe you're trying to be better than they are. They looking at you trying to be better. And I love my people. I love the family union. I always attend my family union. So Allah blessed me to go say, well, eat the food, but don't eat the pork. Just push the pork to the side, eat the food. And some of my family got a swim for that, and they said, well, you know, maybe we ain't, some of them stop eating pork, and a lot of them now have stopped eating pork. But, you know, I'm just saying that because there is good. I look for the good in anything that I say or do or be around. That's what I'm looking for. And so I thank God for it, appreciate that, and you know, assalamu alaikum. I appreciate anybody telling me anything that helped me to see the good and to cross that bridge to get to the good.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, we want to also remind us that we're speaking on African American people. Allah will love you when you stop hating yourself. We want to get back to that subject. We only have about 5 or 6 minutes left. If we can try to get back to that subject as soon as possible and sign off sort of with that. in mind.
Okay, we want to talk about the self-hatred of black people, so-called African-American, so-called colored people. First of all, in order to get other people to respect you, you can't demand respect by marches and protests. You get respect from other people when you learn to respect yourself. And respect is not some demanded, it's something you command by your conduct, by your actions. Why, you can't make nobody respect you. You can curse, holler, march, you know, fight. You will never get respect. But when you start respecting the human dignity and integrity that Allah created in you as black people, then you automatically see that not only will white people respect you, but all the people in the world. And with that said, I would just like to close in prayer. If you don't have another comment, co-host, our brother Larry.
Yes, we have a few minutes left, and I did want to make a comment. I definitely agree with everything that you said in them, Shahid Shabazz, that we as a people must understand that it's not marching the streets, pointing fingers, and blaming white men or others for our condition that we have brought on ourselves by allowing them. We were in that position of leadership one time, our forefathers were. We allowed them to be where they are and to take from us what they're taking from us because we didn't come together and build our communities and establish communities like others even have come from other countries and done over in America. They are building their own communities to live in within a nation. And they all come together in the bigger business community to make that money and all, and they take it back to their communities and build their and isolate themselves in their communities. But yet we as a people, we want to feel like they're coming, especially Caucasians, are moving in our communities. Now we are happy. No, they're moving into your communities, African-American people, so that they can move you out of them and redevelop them and build them back up again when you've torn them down. They are not going to help you until they see you helping yourself. They're not going to help you until they see you getting some of this power behind you, which is money for them. They're not going to help you until they see businesses rising up that belong to you. And you're not going to get those businesses until you demand them. That's where your mouth and your march should be, on demanding some of this income from the taxes that you're paying to build your communities through businesses too. This is where we have to come from. And we have to come together on that. Observe what others are doing and learn to do for self the way they're doing for self. They come over here in no time, and they're established, and we're still not established as a people. So we understand and see what's going on. So we want to thank you very much, Anam Shabbat. It's got to be through us and through us realizing that the marching the streets and talking the talk and calling them names, what good is it? Like little children, busting and arguing at one another and getting nowhere. Get together. Join on to your own. Help each other to build this world. If they don't, I'll teach them. Teach them skills and let them know that they have to pass those skills on and use them for their community. The purpose of you teaching them, to build your society back up for you as African-American people. Imam Shahid Shabazz. Let's see if Larry might have another word before we close out here. It is time to close out now.
Brother Larry, you got a comment?
No, go right ahead, Brother Shahid.
All I was going to say is that in the conclusion of the talk show, I hope and pray that everybody that listened was able to get something that they can take with them, especially African-Americans, to help us to come together, as Nicole said, and understand that if we're going to make it, we got to build our nation as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did. Me and you talked about that last night, all that farmland the Honorable Elijah Muhammad got down in Georgia and the way it was growing food and selling the food to distributors all around this country, importing food. We got to build our own nation as black people within this nation. And he said, what, the nation of Islam? And it's still the nation of Islam. If we're going to make it, we got to come back to the correct nation of Islam And a lot of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the teachings of Imam Mufti Muhammad, that will save us right there, African-American people. And all who don't agree with me, you just don't agree, you'll be left out. But that's a fact. Now, if we want to conclude with prayer, that's what I'll do.
Yes, sir. We want to thank everybody for joining us again today and let you know that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabal, the reality of the Creator. And again, today's discussion has been on African American people. Others will love you when you stop hating yourself. Thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining in. And join us again next Sunday at the same time, 10:30 a.m. Pass the word along to others who might want to listen also. Now, Imam Shahid Shabal, you might close out at this time.
I would like for Brother Larry to close out with prayer if he's still on. Apparently, he must be on.
Yes, I think somehow it's been closed.
Okay, well, we'll close with prayer now at this time. With the name of Allah, the merciful, benefactor, the merciful redeemer. There is no creator, no God but Allah. Allah is the greatest. There's no competition with Allah and his rulership over the heavens and the earth. Allah, when he wants anything done, all Allah has to do is say, kun fayakun, be, and it's done. Allah is our sustainer, our cherisher, our protector. He's our all in all. We need him for everything. And so we should always call on Allah in all sincerity of heart, acknowledging that we are helpless creatures without our Lord Allah, our creator Allah, and sustainer Allah. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam. Again, thank you, our radio listening audience, for joining us this Sunday. Again, next Sunday, we hope you might be joining us at the same time. I have a blessed day.